Well, that's the first time I can remember that we deferred every single thing on the agenda, got deferred. That's what happens when you only have three.
Yeah.
Three people show up. That completes our agenda. Mr. Lang, do you have anything else for good of the order?
Yeah, for the benefit of the record, on the 14th of April, 16th of April. On the 16th, I wrote 14th on the memo. On the 16th of April, we had public hearing on the Todd Bariglio.
Yes, we did.
Deferred action for plus comments, and then for 10 business days after receipt of the plus response for written comments. I'd like to, there's nobody here to really make this a part of the record unless we're listening online.
Well, it might be, so let's.
Well, we can put it in the minutes, too.
Put it in the minutes, yeah.
I'll say we'll put it in the minutes. I'll pass down a copy of the response. It is the 16th, not the 14th, that's an error. It's a plus response, final response.
Okay, very good.
There was, and just a reminder that on May 12th of 09, we have a meeting with County Council in the Annex Building for lunch.
It's, I think it's one that we're all looking forward to.
If you can think of anything you really want to discuss, it'd be a good time to bring those issues up just for discussion purposes because they can't make any decisions anyway.
That's what it's for.
One thing you probably need to think about, the sidewalks aren't really required in the ordinance.
No, they're not.
And every single subdivision, we've been requiring sidewalks. I've been waiting for somebody to protest it.
Say, hey, wait a minute, yeah.
And.
Well, those people were here tonight.
There should be a, I've always thought there's certain size project might not need sidewalks. Certain size lots, you might not need sidewalks. Clusters, you should probably have sidewalks because you're dealing with a small 7,500 square foot lot. You need to get them up, get them off the street or whatever. But you really need to think about some kind of.
In the form of.
Number, yeah, that's consistent. You put it in the code, this is what you got to do.
We need a sidewalk ordinance.
Well, you just need to, it should be addressed, I think. And the street lighting, it's, we've had people that don't want street lights. And then there's developers that want to put them in or develop, some developers don't. Some of the residents don't want a street light.
Well, they.
They want big lots with no lights, so.
They can get a.
There's something else thing back.
With the power company on the street lights, that's why nobody balks about that because the power company will come in and do it. And the homeowners association will pay so much a month.
Oh, yeah, right.
For the fixtures and everything, so it's.
And the other difficulty we get into, they come in, you require them to locate where the street lights are going. The surveyor locates where the street lights are going. The utility comes in and says that's not the right place, they put them somewhere else. But nobody knows until we go out and do an inspection, it's already done.
It's wrong, yeah.
I went in one project, had seven lights, and they were basically in the same general location, but they were across the road rather than where they were designated on the plan.
I think it's been switched though, that just says street lights shall be provided.
We have, I mean, we have.
But it'd be better if there was a note at the location of the utility provider. That would, solve it.
And that was satisfied.
Well, that's, yeah, but there are.
Otherwise you get into somebody saying, well, they're supposed to be moving here.
Well, I've got that problem right now.
I got a commercial project right now where their neighbors are complaining about the transformer. It's a big, one of the big transformer power utility units, and it's not in the right of way because the right of way is only 30 feet, but it's, we don't require them to show it. Even the ordinance makes reference to utilities being shown, but they don't. And then, so now we got objections to something like that.
The other thing with the sidewalks too, just that when you're trying to do, like a moderately priced housing sort of development.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Does the width of the street help with the safety issue?
Not really.
If it was a wider street,
yeah, but a lot of people
walk down the street.
A lot of people ride on, they'll ride on that edge of the road. They'll drive on, no matter how big the, how wide the street is.
Yeah.
Well, if you go across a bridge at Middle Ford, there's two bridges at Middle Ford. 90% of the people that get to that bridge stop if there's oncoming traffic, and there's probably 11 or 12 foot on each side. It's just
an illusion.
An optical illusion or something. It looks really tight. And it's amazing how many people stop. I'm talking about small cars too, not even trucks, but you really need to do, we need to probably put in the ordinance a sidewalk issue. Because somebody's going to challenge it one of these times.
But he brings up a good comment on ADA.
Yeah.
Oh, he does, exactly right.
Well, yeah, because isn't it, if you do a sidewalk now, doesn't it have to be like 5 feet wide or something?
As a requirement, I think it might be five, I'm not sure the actual.
Yeah. It's a big son of a gun. Yeah.
Well, the one they did on Village of Five Points is a big project, but it's a multimodal and sidewalk. That was 8 foot, I think. Is that right, Shane? 8 foot.
I can't remember.
The one out front. That's the only one. The rest of them are small.
Well, I agree with it. I think we need to make maybe a certain amount of houses before we require them, or I guess we can't require them, any of them, right?
Well, we can change the ordinance.
Require them on any of them?
Right now, we really can't, but we can change the ordinance, but.
Yeah, but no, the ordinance just says.
Yeah, maybe we can.
You locate where they're going. Another example of that with the swale issue that John referenced in his presentation, Stonewater Creek had a problem because of the swale. They went in and put the sidewalk in at the swale, and the sidewalk's at an angle, not flat, some level, so you create a problem, like he said, with runoff freezing, people falling or whatever. Right. And they actually finally went to engineering and they redesigned it. The sidewalk's basically more pavement with a stripe. That's like going down a highway with a bike path.
Yeah, that's like a bike lane. That's not,
but that's
that
a little scary too.
A lot of good.
They put a stripe on a sidewalk?
They put a stripe on
the road.
Created a wide right away and added a stripe to separate.
More pavement.
So there's no separation between the sidewalk and the, that's not real safe.
No, it's not that different.
So, that's all I have.
All right. Anybody else have anything for the good of the order? Being none.